Hello and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson, the editor of USA Hockey Magazine. Today we have the good fortune of being joined by Bill Robertson, who was recently announced as the new commissioner for the WCHA. Bill, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Always a pleasure to speak with you, Harry.
Well, you know, Bill, I wanted to, you know, obviously you have such a great experience in hockey going back to your days in Anaheim. Can you just talk a little bit about the decision to move over to the college ranks and to take on the commissionership?
Well, you know, hockey in general, I've always been a huge fan and passionate about the sport. So going from the National Hockey League into college hockey wasn't much of a stretch for me, because in my time both in Anaheim with the Ducks and with the Minnesota Wild, I worked several NCAA events, including the Frozen Fours in Anaheim and in the Twin Cities, and then worked several other college hockey events, including the Final Five with the WCHA from 2000 all the way through 2011, and met all the wonderful people that work in amateur hockey, and it's been an honor and privilege to know those people, and this seemed like a perfect fit for me, Harry, and I'm so honored to be the new commissioner of this great tradition-filled conference and helping to promote this great sport of college hockey.
You know, Bill, you know, obviously your success with not only with Anaheim, but then you were one of the first employees with the Wild and helped to make that into a first-class organization and build it from the ground up. How will that experience help you with the challenges that are facing the WCHA?
Well, I think there's a lot you can take out of those experiences, having been with many startups, including the NBA's Minnesota Timberwolves and the National Lacrosse League's Minnesota Swarm, as well as the Ducks and the Wild. I take a lot of solace in the fact that I had a history of working with these startups and understand the pain and agony that goes into trying to build something. And I know the WCHA has platforms in place, but my job is to help enhance what they're doing and push it to newer heights, and that's what I'm charged to do, and I'm going to do the best I can. But I know it all starts with the people in place, and I can tell you that I'm going to make sure that we have the right people in the right areas, and the WCHA has a great staff currently, and I look forward to getting to know all of them and working with them and building this up to be something very spectacular going forward.
And just to backtrack a little bit, Bill, I know that you left the Wild in 2011. What have you been doing for the last couple of years?
Well, I've been working for a strategic communications firm based in Minneapolis called Thunheim. And what I've been charged with there is to open up a sports marketing and sponsorship practice for the firm. And we've done that. We have about 10 clients in the door, including the United States Golf Association, the Minnesota Twins. We have the Minnesota United soccer team. We have the NCHC College Hockey Conference as one of our clients. So building on those four and many, many others, including the Twin Cities Super Bowl bid and the 2014 All-Star Game, there's a lot going on at Thunheim. And I've learned a lot about agencies and how they operate and the creative people that work at these places. And it's just been a wonderful landing spot for me until this opportunity came to WCHA.
You said it was a pretty extensive process to come to the WCHA. How long has the whole plan been in the works?
Well, it started with the search firm Parker Search out of Atlanta contacting me right after the new year to see if I had any interest in the position, and I did. And the process lasted up until last week when they offered me the job. And I was so excited that I just have been through a lot of process with this, all good, through phone interviews, written questionnaires, face interviews, and lots of correspondence back and forth, but that's what they have to do, and they've done a thorough search, and I know they scoured the country for the best people and the best candidates, and I feel very lucky and fortunate that I was picked for this position and want to serve this conference as best I can and do what I can. But for me, it was more about getting back involved in the game of hockey, and I missed it being in it on a day-to-day basis, and now I'm back in, and I look forward to the challenges of that and meeting all the different teams in the conference and all their coaches and administrators and the student-athletes themselves.
When will you actually take over the reins and actually work for the WCHA?
I will start my job in mid-May of 2014, so I have a few more weeks left of my current work at Thunheim. I will be going down to the WCHA meetings in Florida in a few weeks and the coaches' convention as well. So I'll be down there for a few days while I'm still working at Thunheim, and then we'll start sometime in mid-May. And one of the first tasks at hand, Harry, is going to be the relocation of offices, and I plan to look at that and see what the best opportunities are for that and potentially having them based here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis-St. Paul.
Because currently, if I'm not mistaken, the offices are located in Denver, correct?
Yes, their offices are located in Denver, but they have people that are working in Madison, Wisconsin, and they have people working in St. Paul here in Minnesota, and also people working in Denver as well. So they're scattered throughout the nation, but my hope is to get everybody in one place in time. That's not going to happen right away, I know that, but I'd like to get a staff together so we can work cohesively for the good of the conference.
You know, Bill, I know this is pretty new, so I don't know how much study you've put into it already, but what are some of the biggest challenges facing the WCHA moving forward as you see it?
Well, I've looked a lot and analyzed and talked to a lot of people about what they see the challenges are for the league going forward, and I'd say there's a few challenges, and I'd say at the top of the list is the relocation of the offices. That's going to be a big piece of to bring that continuity together, but I'd say sponsorship and revenue coming into the league is going to be a big piece of the puzzle going forward and trying to figure that out and bring more sponsors to the table, not only with the league itself, but with the conference tournament. Conference tournament is coming back to St. Paul, Minnesota in 2015 at the XL Energy Center, and we need to make that event, again, a destination point for fans, student-athletes, and everybody else that surround the great game of college hockey so they have the opportunity to witness this great tournament. The other thing is the exposure, Harry, of this conference. It's done really well, but with all the changes in college hockey and the new alignment with conferences, we need to be spreading the word about who are these teams. This is the new WCHA, so to speak, because of the rich tradition they have and great past. But we need to be talking about these teams that are in there now, spreading that word all over different media platforms, and that's going to be a big task for the staff going forward.
And, you know, I wanted to ask you, Bill, about, you know, you have such a rich background with professional sports. I'm wondering if you've want to talk these days about the unionization of college athletes and things of that nature. As the new commissioner of the WCHA, how do you think that could potentially impact college hockey?
Well, I think it can. I think it's going to impact all student athletes going forward. I think it's going to be a long process, and I'm certainly watching this Northwestern situation very closely, and I can't say I have all the answers yet, but I'm still a firm believer that if a student athlete is getting a college education and it's being paid for and they have the opportunity to do both play collegiate sports and get a quality education, I think those are really good things. And for me, it's hard to imagine that players believe they can get paid for that opportunity at the same time while they're still competing as amateurs in a sport and they're also getting a degree or moving towards a degree, where a lot of people in this world have the opportunity to go to college, don't have the funds to do it, and these gifted athletes have the ability to have both those, both play sports at a high level, but also have the opportunity to go to school. And I think that really needs to be the crux of the issue here, is that those students need to understand that. So for me, I think it's going to be a process going forward, and I'll be monitoring that very closely along with everybody else in collegiate sports.
Absolutely. You know, Bill, this time of year where we're down to the Frozen Four, there's a lot of news comes out about players who are signing pro contracts, leaving early their respective hockey teams, college hockey teams. How concerning is that to you about players who maybe stay a year or two or three, and what impact does that have on the general quality of college hockey?
Well, I think it does impact college hockey, and it impacts all sports where players leave early. I would love to see the student-athletes stay for 4 years if they have the ability to do that, but at the same time, with the NHL offering them contracts and with the players having leverage only up to their junior year to decide if they want to jump into the fray, it makes it harder. But I think, for me, I'm going to be a proponent of those kids staying in school and getting that degree and spending time in college where it's fun and a great time in a student-athlete's life, whether you're a man or a woman playing sports. It's just one of those things where it's so wonderful time, and you'll have all this time later to make money and to do other things, including playing at a higher level if that's what you choose to do. But I would say that I'm going to be a proponent for kids staying in school and work hard with all the other factions, USA Hockey, and anybody else that is interested in making sure that these student athletes try to stay in school and get their degrees.
Well, you know, College Hockey Inc. has done such a good job of promoting, you know, all the things that you just talked about, you know, the benefits of playing college hockey. How nice will it be for you to work with such a great organization and such a dedicated group of people like College Hockey Inc.?
Well, I mean, the great thing is their executive director, Mike Smee, and I go way back to my Timberwolves days. We both worked together there, and then I hired him at the Minnesota Wild to come in and be a salesman. So he and I go way back to begin with, so we have a history of working together, and he was a big fan of mine and wanted me to get this job at the WCHA, and he and I will work very closely together, and I hope our offices are close by so we can talk a lot about how we can help grow the game of college hockey and keep these students hungry and aggressive and wanting to get their degrees and stay at these great institutions. And the promotion of the game is where Mike is going to really be helpful, and he's got a young man named Nate Ewell who has a lot of experience in both the NHL and college hockey, who's based in the New England area, and he'll be a great proponent too to help drive College Hockey Inc.'s effort in promotion of the game and making sure more fans and more eyeballs are on this sport.
Absolutely. Bill, before I let you go, I wanted to just, you talked about growing the game in USA Hockey, and I know that you have, in addition to everything else that you've done in the sport, you've also stepped up a couple of times working with USA Hockey. You worked with both the 2002 and the 2006 Olympic teams. Just looking back, your memories of those two events.
Well, those were great memories, not only working with you, Harry, but the staffs at USA Hockey. And for me, the pleasure was I started with doing the men's programs, but also got involved with the women's programs at USA Hockey when we went to Salt Lake City in 2002 and then 2006 in Torino, Italy. Both were wonderful experiences. For me, the memories of meeting all these great athletes and working with them and working with the staffs and everybody really putting USA in front of everything else was really the thing that stands out to me. And my memories of that, of everybody working towards that goal of representing their country at the highest level, is something I'm always honored to talk about and always honored to do. And the relationship I have with not only you and the entire staff at USA Hockey is wonderful. And several people from the organization have reached out to me already and said, congratulations, your new job, you'll do a great job. And I look forward to that relationship with USA Hockey going forward.
Absolutely. Well, I'll close it by echoing those thoughts. I don't think the WCHA could have picked a better person to lead them into the future. And I want to just thank you very much for the time. I know you got a lot on your plate. And so thanks for joining us today with USA Hockey Magazine.
Anytime for you, Harry. It's great to talk to you.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I really appreciate your time. And tune in next time for another USA Hockey Magazine podcast.